sprayed with pesticide to kill bed bugs. John and Susan Cooper died in August 2018 at a hotel room in the Red Sea resort of Hurghada. Their daughter Kelly spoke outside the coroner's court in Preston after the verdict.
Whilst I must look at this as a positive outcome, it's extremely difficult to digest to lose two healthy people going on holiday to never be taken away from us and not return is wrong. Our family has been broken.
Downing Street says the Prime Minister still has full confidence in the Home Secretary. Suella Braverman defied advice from Number 10 to change an article in which she accused the police of double standards over their handling of pro-Palestinian protests. Lindsay German from the Stop the War Coalition, which has organised one of tomorrow's protests, says if other events can go ahead, this should not be an issue.
There's 8 football matches, there's a Lord Mayor's show, so we don't think it's inappropriate to have it on that day, and we're calling for a ceasefire, which is actually what an armistice is. In a way, it's quite an appropriate day to be remembering the dead of the past, but also to say we don't want the wars of the present to continue.
The first of some so-called four-hour humanitarian pauses are expected to be implemented in northern Gaza. A judge has ruled Prince Harry and 6 other high-profile people can continue with a High Court case against the Daily Mail's publisher. They're accusing it of unlawfully obtaining information. There's been little or no growth in the UK economy for over a year now. Official figures show gross domestic product was zero in the latest 3-month spell. And Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou has confirmed James Maddison's ankle injury will keep him sidelined until 2024. The England international limped off in their 4-1 Premier League defeat to Chelsea on Monday night. That's the latest. I'm Andy Hayes.
Thanks, Andy.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this afternoon will be cloudy with spells of rain that will gradually diminish. Turning breezy though, but this evening will become largely dry and clear. Similar conditions as well overnight with extensively clear skies and just the odd patch of cloud around, with highs still of 9 here in Brentwood and overnight lows of 1.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Friday here on Drive. I've got a show for you today to kick off the weekend with. We've got guest Mark Woodward will be here to tell us all about the Comic Con and Toy Festival that's actually taking place here on Sunday, right in here in Brentwood. We'll also be hearing from Xanthi with her greatest pick for the weekend just for you, and lots of our other favourite regulars as well. Talking of regulars, we'll be speaking to Patrick as well in a minute. So, but to kick off the show, These Days with Take That.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you, crying away the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted, being around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold, no one ever knows the reason why. For the ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we reach the sun, gonna play it loud tonight. My thoughts, and you call me now.
stars in your eyes, and I can find the faith in days I've wasted, been around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold, and no one ever knows the reason why, for the ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we wish the sun, gonna play it loud tonight.
Speaking of these days, what are you up to these days, Patrick?
These days. Wow, there we go. What I've been up to today, of course.
You've been
is
a busy boy, as always.
I have. I've been talking with the Bishop of Chelmsford, yes. Bishop Gully, and it's been amazing, really. She was early, and I found her out the front, and I brought her in.
you know,
she was standing out the front doing her emails in the cold, and I said, just come in.
Oh, that's so respectful, though.
Yeah, it was. Well, I'm early, she said. I said, that's all right. But we talked about what the Bishop of Chelmsford does, you know, what the role is, and she was involved in the coronation, so she wasn't going to talk about that, but I made sure we got a little bit of that in as well, which was really good, House of Lords and things like that she's also involved with as well. But that sounds grand, but she's just, you know, she's a very down-to-earth kind of person.
Well, like
and,
you say, waiting outside.
Yeah,
not,
absolutely. Yeah. And of course, came into this country as a teenage refugee from Iran, and we talked a little bit about that. Talked a bit about also about being when she was in Iran, when she was living as a child in Iran, and about what life was like there, which was interesting as well. And then we did a little bit about remembrance as well, and then we got on to Advent and thinking about Christmas. So we talked about a wide range of things.
Yeah,
lots of things. We did longer than normal, but it was great, and that'll all be up on the website, so that's well worth checking all of that out.
I'll be downloading that one to have a listen as
That'd be good. I had to listen to your interview with Joby Fox as well you did as well,
another lovely person.
Absolutely. People who do significant and important things. So that's really certainly that's what I've been up to today. Anyway, you're saying
you've been busy as well. So
I have,
because the weekend, because obviously it's Remembrance Sunday.
It is Remembrance.
Well, so
absolutely.
What do you do on Remembrance? I suppose you're asked to go to a multiple of things.
So I used to. Mm. I used to do a number of different things. And we used to have a very big event down in Ingatestone, which I'm sure they still actually do, with lots and lots of people. We used to get about 500 people along into the church for that. And also I was involved with the building of the war memorial in Ingatestone as well.
Wasn't?
So there wasn't one down there, and so we decided in the early 2000s that there needed to be a focal point, and so that's there. I used to be involved in so much of that, but this year I should just be along with others in the cathedral at Chelmsford, rather than of course outside. The bishop will be outside in the centre of under the war memorial in Chelmsford, where they have a massive event. And of course down here in Brentwood they have a very big event as well.
Road will obviously, the high street will be blocked off, obviously.
What they normally do down here is they have also people walking to the war memorial from a number of different spots as well. I've never been to it, but it's a really big deal down here as well, and of course Billericay as well,
everywhere.
And we, again, with the bishop, we were talking about whether or not we thought it was really really important to continue to do these sort of things. And we said how much it was, really. You know, we should remember those who gave of their lives to let us live as we live now.
And still are.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's what people forget.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. So, yes, that was all really good and really interesting.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Well, I'm going to play one from our A-list.
Oh, yes.
But it's not a bad idea, right? It's Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
Do you like my puns today?
Yeah, puns? I can see you're going to be on
is that
form.
What you call puns?
You're going to be on form.
Haven't heard from you in a couple of months, but I'm out right now and I'm all wrapped up. And you're calling my phone, you're all alone, and I'm sensing some undertone. And I'm right here with all my friends, but you're sending me your new address. And I know we're done, I know we're through, but God, when I look at you, my brain goes, oh. Bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, whatever, it's fine. Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, the biggest lie I ever said. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, it's true to me. Now into his bed. Now I'm getting in the car, wrecking all my plans, and I should stop, but I can't. And I told my friends it was asleep, but I never said where, in his jeans. And I pull up to your place on the second floor, and you're standing smiling at the door, and I'm sure I've seen much hotter men, but I really can't remember when. My brain goes, oh, can't hear myself, I cannot hear
Olivia Rodrigo. She's got some brilliant songs out. Very good songwriter.
Yeah, it was really good.
Loving her stuff. Really, really loves her stuff as well. I loved it as well because she did a session for another radio station recently, and they had all female musicians as well. Around,
really?
And I loved that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that's lovely to see. So, yeah, look, we've got the adverts coming in a minute, but I want to say goodbye to you first.
Yeah, okay. Well, goodbye to you too.
First. Now, you let me know about an artist that I really like, Jobi Foxx.
Jobi Foxx. Absolutely.
Yes. And he's coming back to the studio. But this morning, I got an email to say that he's not here on the 17th, but he will be here now on the 21st of November at 3:30.
Well, it's good to know he's going to be here.
Yeah. So I've got to let everybody know.
The whole world know.
Yes. So, Patrick, I will say goodbye to you.
Okay.
Do you want to introduce the song?
So this is Jobi Foxx and Falling.
Oh, Patrick, hang on. Yeah. Thanks, Patrick.
into your arms. That's all I had to do. Falling into your arms. That's all I had to do. When the dream was broken, your love stayed true. There I was, standing alone, with no one else but you. Falling into your arms, it's all
to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Right, coming up in a second, we have the travel. Not too much going on the roads at the moment. But first of all, Sam Ryder here on Phoenix FM with Mountain.
Rough seas might pull me under it. Dark clouds might dim my days. But there's always bright tomorrows when I close my eyes and say, remember how you've made it through the fire. Remember how you've come so far. An unstoppable force of nature. Yeah, that's what you are. I know all that I have lost has given me the purpose of conquering my pain through love. I say, shaken by thunder and winds and the tide. I know all that I have lost has given me the purpose of conquering my pain through love. I sing this hymn to rise above. I am a mountain, and down in the valley below is all that I've overcome. All that I've overcome. Whoa. I am a mountain, and down in the valley below is all that I've overcome.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, there's long delays on the M25 clockwise from Junction 26, that's Waltham Abbey, to Junction 28 at Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. And the travel time there, you're looking at around 35 minutes. Now, anti-clockwise on the M25, there's slow traffic between Junction 27 and Junction 25. Also, let's come a little bit closer to home, shall we? On the A120 eastbound, there's slow-moving traffic between Coggleshall and Marks Tate Interchange on the A12 at Junction 25. A121 eastbound, Waltham Abbey, very slow-moving traffic between M25 and Junction 26. That's the Wake Arms roundabout. A131 Braintree, both directions, slow-moving traffic between Great Lees and Essex Regiment Way. Now, up on Chelmsford, hope you're listening, Patrick. Slow-moving traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. Slow-moving traffic on Bellow Road, B1009 towards the Army and Navy roundabout. And slow-moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road, A114, between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout. Patrick's just on his way out thinking, oh, that's not too bad on the way home. Thank you very much, Joe. Right, now in Colchester, A134, very slow traffic in both directions between Hythe Quay and Greenstead roundabout. Now, let's head over to the Tube for you. If you're going out into London or coming home from London, there's underground station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works, and trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line. Westbound, this is, at South Ealing due to engineering works. But there's a good service throughout the rest of the network, and there'll be more updates from me in an hour.
If you change your mind to
Chance on me. Now, Miley Cyrus used to be young. I know I say it all the time that she's 30, but it's upsetting when you're over 40 or 50 or 60 or 70, and someone's saying they used to be young when they're only 30. But this is a brilliant track from Miley Cyrus. Can't stop playing it here on Phoenix FM, can we? This is Used to Be Young.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and who you say I was yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far.
Be fun. You say it used to cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out, it's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant, the ones that got away. Left my living fast somewhere in the past and took another road. Turns out crowded rooms empty, I'd assume there's somewhere else to go. Oh, I know I used to be crazy, I know I used to be fun. You say I used to be wild, I say I used to be young. You tell me time has not changed me, that's fine, I've had a good run. I know I used to be crazy, that's cause I used to be young. To be crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. Used to be young.
Now, number one on the 10th of November in 1989 was Lisa Stansfield, All Around the World. It was her only solo number one single as well, but the first of eight of her top 10 hits that she achieved over here in the UK.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find him somewhere, somehow. I've gotta let him know how much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby. He should go, and he said things he hadn't said before, and he was so, oh, so mad, and I don't think he's coming back. Yeah.
Coming up in this hour still as well, we're going to have Home and Away, where we have a number one in this on this day. One was in the US and one was in the UK. And all you have to do is guess what tracks they are. So it is going back to 1998 on this day, on the 10th of November. And that's coming up, before the end of this hour. But first, a thank you, Alanis Morissette. Oh, and incidentally, you know we like to find out what all the artists and what all these singer-songwriters did before they became famous. Well, she was on the right track because Alanis Morissette was actually a child actress.
Slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband.
enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is B-Fibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Now, if you're listening regularly, you know I love to throw some events at you as well. There's one that's on the phoenixfm.com website if you want to take a look for more information. It's the Brentwood Arts Society annual exhibition. Now, it's on now right the way up till Thursday the 30th of November. It's at Bardswell Social Club in Bardswell Close, obviously here in Brentwood. The exhibition's open with the following times. You ready for this? Monday is 7 till 9 p.m. Wednesdays is 10 a.m. till midday. Thursdays and Fridays, 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. Short window on that one, but that's all you need is perfect. And Saturdays, 5 till 6. Sundays, 11:30 till 3 p.m. And there's a members bar available as well for all the exhibition viewers. It's free entry, which is brilliant. For more details, as I say, you can come to phoenixfm.com and then you'll find the events page and that will shine straight in front of your eyes. Brentwood's Art Society exhibition that's happening now all the way up to Thursday the 30th of November. Now, it'll soon be here, so don't put it off. Go along and have a look. Now, I'm going to take you back to 1983, this was, with a double one. Yes, it was number one in the US and one in the UK. Duran Duran with a Reflex.
You've gone too far this time. Love dancing on the Valentine. I tell you, somebody's fooling around with my chances on the danger line. I'll cross that bridge when I find it. Another day to make my stand. Oh, oh. High time is no time for deciding if I should find a helping hand. Oh. Try not to bruise it. By time, don't lose.
Jonathan Ross show the other day. They're still brilliant. They're looking marvellous. Right now, the Home and Away, where I play you two songs here at Brentwood that was number one back in the day. One was at home in the UK and the other one was away in the USA. And it's today on the 10th of November in 1998. Well, Home was Cher, and you'll hear the other one after. It was one of the very first to have all the auto tunes, wasn't it, on her vocals. Love this one.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you.
to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Yeah, I don't know, Antonio snuck in there. Yes, she'll be here tomorrow morning for Saturday Breakfast, obviously. Now, I did play you Shirt Believe that was number one in the UK on this day back in 1998. But do you know what was number one in the US of exactly the same week?
Ooh. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink, does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot shits. I like the sushi cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I won't too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick. Like Stinker's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs. So my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Oh, I did like the Bare Naked Ladies back in the day. Yeah, that was 1998. I think it reached number 15 here in the UK charts as well. But the Bare Naked Ladies, I've written so much. And that was the very first track ever from the Canadian band back in 1998. How wonderful was that?
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Boy, you can keep it.
I'm John Charmy, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, such a good show on a Saturday there with both the boys. Yeah, always listening in the morning. Yes, even like, I must admit, with John, I don't know how he does it. There's so much information coming in for sport, but he does an absolutely brilliant stuff, as well as getting all the local sport in as well. Now, after four, we'll be hearing from Mark Woolard of Striking Events. He'll be telling us all about the event that's happening actually here in Brentwood this Sunday. We'll also have One Hit Wonder from the 80s and loads more other stuff. But leading up to the news, I am going to give you a quick go at Guess the Intro. Here we go. A couple of seconds.
Guess the Intro.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.